Blog Talk Radio.
Hey people, how y'all doing? This is PPC1. I'm sorry that I have been away for so long, but anyway, I've been watching this campaign for the longest. And Bernie Sanders has not been under attack by the Republican Party at all, period. Point blank. Point blank. What more do you want? The man is a hidden Republican. He is a hidden Republican. And all these quotes that he's making is old President Obama speeches. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Don't fall for it. Now, we have to vote for Hillary, First Lady Secretary Hillary Clinton, get her back in office, if we want to continue to keep President Obama's legacy alive. If we want to continue to keep health care reform alive, if we want to continue to keep the Affordable Act alive, if we want to continue to keep everything that President Obama has put in place for the past 7 years since he's been in office, because Bernie Sanders is working with the Republican Party to destroy it all. They're going to take away your health care. And Bonnie is going to help them. Yes, he was once an independent. But now he's a Democrat. Come on now. What more can you ask for? Now, we must continue to focus on there could only be one Democrat, one real Democrat, and that's First Lady Secretary Hillary Clinton. Simple as that. Bernie must get out the race. It's time for him to go. Because we had enough of his shenanigans. And the man is playing dirty pool. He's slinging mud, dirty mud. He receiving money from hidden partners. Cash. Cash. He's receiving payoffs. Cash. He has been receiving money from Wall Street for decades, decades, and decades. He's down there in Vermont, Senator. Yes, the man knows what he is doing. He's hiding the true fact that he is a hidden Republican that cannot trust it. Now, we must focus on the big picture here. This man does not care about the poor. He don't care. He does not care about poor people. Filthy doggone rich. And he's getting richer. Richer and richer and richer. Must put an end to him and his shenanigans. And we must come tomorrow and focus on putting the right person in the right place. And that's First Lady Secretary Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, Bonnie, he just got to go. This is just plain and simple. The man has to go far, far away. Don't sit on down. He has played his game long enough. Now it is over. The game is over, Mr. Sanders. Your game is over. Now he's talking about $15 an hour. Yes, we need $15 an hour. We need $20 an hour. We need $30 an hour minimum wage. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. But come on now. Y'all know that the rich people that own these corporations and these big businesses like, you know, White Castle, McDonald's, Burger King, and all that other stuff, and home health care people, they're not going to want to pay. They're going to shut down their businesses, or they're going to make the places smaller where only just three people will be working in there doing jobs that 20 folks will be doing. Then they got to bring the machines in to take the place of us all. Computers to take the place of us all. Yes, I'm trying to get this doggone screen up here. I don't understand what's going on with it, but I don't know. I've been trying here. I don't know. Keep going back to something here. I don't know what this is. I don't know. But when will the poor continue to stop being used by the rich? When will the rich pay their fair share in taxes? When will they pay their fair share in taxes? They're fighting very hard in this election. This election is the most important election that has ever been. Because if we do not win this election, we'll be thrown 40 to 50 to 60 years backwards. Because the Republican Party has bills to put us 50 to 60 years backwards. And I hope that Donald Trump is now leading every last one of the Republicans on the Republican side, because he's speaking what they really want to speak. He's talking the language that they really want to talk, but they're scared to say it because they want to win the doggone election. They're a bunch of racists too. Just like Donald Trump. They want to start wars after wars after wars after wars after wars. And they want to continue to use the poor to go and die for the rich all over the world. We're suffering. Continue to suffer down at the bottom. Right here in Chicago and everywhere else, the poor seems to always suffer the most. So, I don't know what y'all thinking of, but every election counts. And a lot of y'all talking about, oh, I ain't vote. I don't want to vote. You better get up your asses and vote. And he better stop voting for that damn Bonnie. Because that man played all sides. He don't care as long as he get paid. You don't. He don't care as long as he get paid. He is a hidden Republican. Yes, he is. And I'll say it again. He is a hidden Republican. He is. So we must understand that we must do the right thing. We must vote for First Lady Secretary Hillary Clinton. She will be the next president. But we must stop this phony Republican that's playing as a Democrat, and that's Bernie Sanders. He need to quit. He have gone too far. Not a game over. Game over. From the beginning, I said there could only be one. I didn't say you, Bonnie. I said Hillary would be the next president of the United States. I told you that. I tell you, try to interrupt that. I tell you, she will continue to keep the legacy of President Obama alive, and she will also fight to continue to keep her legacy alive. We must, and we will, win this battle. Bernie Sanders, game over for you. I have had enough. You. Your bullshit. Because it's bullshit that you're pushing. You need to stop. You need to stop. You're flying everywhere. $3-4 million ain't paying for that. $3-4 million that everybody's giving you. You know, people are paying $3 for this, $3-4 million. Donating that three, and then the end of $3-4 million. That's not paying for you to fly all over the place. You know you got them super PACs and the Koch brothers helping you. Bernie Sanders. You know you do. You know you do. You're a phony. And always have been. They opportunists. So go somewhere and sit down. And enjoy your rest of your days. You're on earth. With your family and your children and your grandchildren. But stop this folly. You stop it. People are mad. You're a phony. What you care about the poor people is nothing. Now, he got good game. He talked real good. I give you that, buddy. Game over. No. Game over. And your followers, you have fooled them. You have hoodwinked them. You have lied to them. You don't care about them. Bonnie, you know you don't. You know what your agenda is. It's to help the Republican Party. destroy President Obama's legacy. Take away health care away from 20-something million people. And it's still growing. But you are working with the pharmaceutical companies, Bernie Sanders, and these doctors and these hospitals that don't like people are beginning to get the health care they need. It's happening right here in Chicago. Mercy Hospital is one of them. They sit up in there talking about, oh, you need to go to the county. Yeah. But yet and still, this new health care bill has helped millions of people, millions of families across the nation. Can that be so bad? Yes, we can improve it. Yes, we can improve it. But no, we will not allow you, Bernie Sanders, and the rest of the Republican Party to tear it apart and break it down, because that's what y'all want to do. Y'all want to do Bernie Sanders. And that single pay that you keep talking about, add it up. Add it up. Single pay for families. They'll go broke. And yes, we have families that work hard every day for these businesses that pick these cheap health care insurance companies. Some have to pay $500 deductibles. My girl, if she goes to the hospital, she has to pay a $500 deductible if they don't keep her. If the ambulance is called for her, she had to pay a $500 deductible or the whole $1,000 or more for the ambulance calls. Because these businesses is getting these cheap insurance companies. They knew. Some is 2 years old, 3 years old, 1 year old, 4 years old, 5 years old. And they want to undermine President Obama. But this is a good bill. And we must fight for it. And the only person that's going to fight to keep it in place is First Lady Secretary Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's going to fight to keep it in place. She's going to fight to make it even more better. It is a great thing. It really is. But we have to get out and vote. Understand that Bernie Sanders is a phony. He's working for the Republican Party. He's not under attack by none of the Republicans. None of them. Look at it, people. He's not under attack by none of the Republicans at all. At all. At all. What does that say? What does that say? To me, it says that he's with them. He's one of theirs. He's a wolf Republican in sheep clothing. Yes, he is. Now, tomorrow and every other state that's remaining left to vote, y'all know what needs to be done. We have to vote for Hillary. Run, Hillary, run. Because thou shall win. So it is said, so it is written. It's then written. Republicans and Bonnie know that if she wins, they won't be able to touch the health care bill. They won't be able to touch the Affordable Act. Bonnie is not a friend of poor people. He is an enemy to us. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Bonnie Sanders is an enemy to the poor. He is an enemy to the middle class, or whatever you want to call that. But I look at the middle class as being poor people as well, because you're working a job that you still can't afford to pay your bills. You still can't afford to buy food. You can't even get on food stamps because they say, oh, you make $50,000, $55,000, $60,000 a year. You don't qualify for food stamps. But yet still, you can hardly feed your family. But you want to call yourself middle class. Poor. You are the working poor. You can't even afford to keep your own house. I met a man that said his wife lost her job and they had to go into all their savings just to try to keep afloat and keep the bills paid and keep food on the table. And now he is the only one that has a job. And it's hard. It's very hard. And they don't want any more children because they see that it's hard. These charter schools, well, we must face the fact that they will take over. We must face it. They are the new public schools. But what about poor kids? How can their families or their mothers or fathers afford to pay $300-$400 for their children or their child to go to the school? They don't even have that kind of money. But y'all want them to rob, steal, and kill, or get out there and prostitute to get the money up? Well, I guess you do. I don't know. But I know one thing. Bernie Sanders is a Republican. Yes, he is. And y'all need to understand that. We're sitting up here, running around here. Bernie Sanders is a Republican. I don't care what y'all say about, oh, he went to the thing with Dr. King. A whole lot of them went to marches with Dr. King. But that don't believe mean that they believe in everything that Dr. King believed in. And that don't believe, that don't mean that they gonna continue to keep the fight that Dr. King was fighting and died for. If so, we wouldn't have all this mudslinging in politics. If so, we wouldn't have all these poor people and homeless people with no food, nowhere to stay. You can house prisoners in prison, but you cannot give them housing when they come home. You push them right back out there in the streets to do more killing, robbing, whatever. Stick-ups, selling more drugs, just to keep that cycle of going backwards and forth to the prison going. Because believe it or not, they're going to find some way to eat. And they're going to find some way to eat, and they're going to find some way to keep some roof over their head if they got to sell dope and kill everybody they can to get in their way. Because that's the only door that you all have left open for them. And y'all have been doing this for decades and decades and decades and decades and decades. Bernie Sanders have took a whole lot of money from Wall Street, have taken a whole lot of money from the big bankers, have taken a whole lot of money from the Koch brothers and other hidden financial groups, or try to throw this race the Republican way. Be a man, Bernie Sanders. Then step out the fucking way. Go sit your ass down. Go sit your damn ass down somewhere. You don't mean the American people no good. Continue to be the senator over and be happy with that. So stop these shenanigans that you're talking about, because all you're going to do is mistreat the American people just like the Republican Party has been doing. I talked to some guys in prison. I understand they're locked up and doing time, but they don't even get the proper medical care they need. They're coming home with all kind of diseases. Tuberculosis, hepatitis, AIDS, all that. Because they can't get the proper medication while they're locked up in jail. So when they come out into the free world, into the other prison world, because this is not a free world, this is prison too. We all live in our own prison here in the world. They move around and they spread that shit because they haven't got the proper medical treatment while they were locked up in jail. They still in there fighting, raping, and everything else. and the food is just terrible. They got bed bugs and everything up in there. It's an epidemic in the jails across the nation. I want your families to know that you all can sue these prisons and become multimillionaires if your family member come home and they've been abused in jail, beat or killed in jail. You can sue that prison and become a multimillionaire. The inmate can sue the prisons and become multimillionaires. Right there. Now, that's something that they don't want y'all to know, but you can. They did it in Wisconsin. That's why in Wisconsin, if you approach anyone in prison, if you hit anyone in prison, in Wisconsin, have sex with anyone in prison in Wisconsin, you get another case. If you go in with 5 years, you end up with 15 years. And if you continue with your ex, you may end up with 30, 40, 50 years. Yes. That's how I go in Wisconsin, state of Wisconsin. If you even mention the word to another man, can I have sex, or another woman in prison, can I have sex with you? You get more time. More time. You go to court, and they give you more time. If you hit someone, punch them in the mouth, you go to court, and you get more time. Across the board. Now, with the long run here, we're going to wrap it up a little bit. Yes, we need minimum wage to be raised, but it is true. It's true. That these big businesses will close down because they're looking for a profit, to make a profit, not give back. So yes, don't think that this is victory. It's only victory if it lasts 20, 30, 40 years and the minimum wages continue to go up and the jobs continue to flourish without the business closing down and going overseas. Like they do with their money. They hide their money overseas. And so they put their money in the banks here in America where they can pay their proper tax. That's the loophole that still haven't been fixed. Why come everybody has to be so goddamn greedy? You're living in mansions, penthouses. You have every fucking thing you want. You're not hurting for any damn thing. You're not missing no damn meals. You can pay your bills. You can sleep and live in peace. While the poor fight and scheme on one another. This is true. These hospitals keep you down in a doggone waiting room for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. You might as well bring your whole damn house and just move on in because you're going to be down there for days. Because it's a good thing. But it's a bad thing to keep you in the waiting room for so doggone long. But it's a good thing that the hospitals are getting it great. I mean, they're getting so much business as a grand shame. They weren't ready for this new health care bill. And they had to bring in new interns that weren't ready for it neither. So they are getting hands-on experience. Nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. But now we need more. Because these hospitals are overloaded. And that's what these pharmacies, industries that deal with Medicare and deal with all the medicine, the pills, the creators of pills and everything, the creators of all the medicine. This is what they are mad about. Because now, everything is so tight with this new healthcare bill, so they can't even admit to try to do any fraud to them things. So they want to get rid of it. These pharmaceutical companies, they really don't like it. They want things back the old way. Well, if you get sick, you die. If you get sick and you can't go to work, you lose your job. If you get sick and you try to find work and you die in the process, you just dead. If you get sick and you try to find housing, and you can't find housing because you can't afford it. So what? You just did. If you come home from jail with hepatitis, AIDS, and you spread it all over the place, so what? They just catch it too. So this year, health care bill really is a great thing. Because a lot of them that are coming home now know what they have. And they need to be dispatched to a hospital immediately upon release. Immediately. Upon release, have a doctor immediately. Whatever state they're in, they need to have a doctor immediately waiting on them to continue their treatment. To contain